AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris getting a firsthand look at the damage from Hurricane Helene, the president in North Carolina.
The damage is still being assessed, but many people are still unaccounted for. So I'm here to say the United States, the nation, has your back. The nation has your back. We're not leaving till you're back on your feet completely.
Julie Walker has more.
North Carolina resident Robin Wynn says she's lucky she evacuated.
I didn't know where I was going. Didn't know what was going to happen next, but I got out and I'm alive and I'm very blessed.
Many without running water, cell service, electricity, food and water remain an issue.
I think this is the worst. A lot of people have seen it.
FEMA Administrator Frank Matranga telling residents assistance is available.
We registered over 150,000 households for assistance and already provided over $2 million directly to disaster survivors.
The cost of the storm damage across the southeast estimated in the billions. I'm Julie Walker.
Israel's ground incursion into Lebanon against Hezbollah has left 8 Israeli soldiers dead. Meantime, in Gaza, Palestinian health officials say the latest Israeli ground and air operations have killed at least 51 people in Khan Yunis, including women and children. Following yesterday's missile barrage by Iran and Israel's vow of retribution, Secretary General Antonio Guterres made this call at a UN Security Council meeting.
It's high time to stop the sickening cycle of escalation after escalation that is leading the people of the Middle East straight over the cliff. Each escalation has served as a pretext for the next.
In a newly unsealed court filing, federal prosecutors say Donald Trump laid the groundwork to try to overturn the 2020 election even before he lost, knowingly pushed false claims of voter fraud and resorted to crimes in a failed bid to cling to power. And a San Diego doctor's pleaded guilty in actor Matthew Perry's fatal drug overdose. This is AP News. A hunger crisis in Haiti.
The report by the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification says nearly half the Haitian population is experiencing crisis levels of hunger, but that nearly 6,000 people are actually starving. Jean Yonel, the father of 7 children, says that every day he has to fight to get his children food. What would normally feed one person has to feed 10. And he says there isn't enough nourishment for everyone, just enough for them not to die.
We see very many people.
Tanya Burbeck is with the World Food Program.
Living in sites for displaced people within the capital, who are in a situation which is considered to be the most severe situation in terms of food insecurity.
What accounts for most of the hunger is gang violence, gangs that block roads and prevent farmers from delivering goods and nonprofits from delivering aid. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.